All right, so I guess I'm going to go from here. I'm not quite sure where we'll go at on the hour, but we'll try to figure it out, and we'll go. We'll move on as we can. For some reason or other, we've had a little glitches in our board, in our computer, and they have not been resolved. Now, they were kind of resolved this morning, I thought, but they are not resolved. Anyway, I need, Scott, if you're listening, I need you to, you need your help, or I tried to call Sean for his help, but he was not answering his phone. So, anyway, so this is Swap Shop, and I'll tell you what, if you have something that you'd like to sell, or something you'd like to find, or an event you'd like to talk about, give us a call here at 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And I will mention that several times more. On Swap Shop, we do that. We allow people to call us. You call us up and you say, I've got such and such a tchotchke to sell, and I'd like $50 for it, and my phone number is, or you don't even have to say how much you want to sell it for. I think I've got a phone call, so I'm going to break away right now. Hang on. I'm back. I'm sorry, everybody. There was a phone call that was very important, and I'm glad I answered it. Things will run on as usual after I'm off the air here. Anyway, if you have this item that you want to sell, give us a call here at 740-383-9944. Now, the weather is going to start to get better. As of yesterday, the temperatures started to climb, and from what I understand, it's going to continue to climb, so we'll have better and better weather, so it'll be time to have those garage sales. And if you have a garage sale, give us a call and we'll mention it on the air, and maybe drive some more people to your house. You don't have to put all those signs up all over the world about your garage sale. So give us a call if you'd like to tell us about your garage sale, or your church is having some sort of bazaar or something like that, or you have something you want to sell, or something you want to buy as well. A lot of people forget about that. You know, if you're looking for let's say an apartment refrigerator, you might get on the show and say, hey, I'm looking for an apartment refrigerator. I'll pay $25 for it, and give your phone number, and maybe somebody will call you up and take care of that. Hey, we do have, we also have another way of doing this. We can have you send us a letter, and I've got all sorts of things, of people, of notes that people have sent us here. And send us a letter, and the address is WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio 43302. That's WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio 43302. I'll mention that also later. So, and the phone number here, 740-383-9944. Hey, Fred Malone was on for the last couple of hours talking about several things that are happening with the Marion Historical Society. And one of the things he asked me to mention was Thursday evenings at the museum. On May 12th, they're going to have Ronald Marvin Jr., WCHS director and curator, and he will be talking. He will have a program, an overview of downtown Upper Sandusky department stores. That's one thing, okay? But Fred's going to actually be on August 4th, and he's going to have you do a story on Edmund Starling, who is the Secret Service agent who guarded five different presidents of the United States. Excuse me. And let's see, what else? He also left behind Lunch with the Presidents, and the ones that are coming up. Excuse me, I just sneezed. Almost blew my glasses off. The one that's coming up, the most recent one, is going to be May 26th. I think that's the most recent one. Let me look here. Well, hang on. The most recent one will be May 26th at 11 from 11 a.m. to or 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the they're going to have the Lunch with the Presidents, and it's going to be at the Tri Rivers Career Center in the auditorium. I think you have to get signed up by the 12th, I think he said. And the tickets are $25. They're going to have James Madison, Rutherford B. Hayes, Chester A. Arthur, Warren G. Harding, and Ronald W. Reagan are going to be the guests, the guest presidents at that event. Also, Thursday, April 28th, which is right around the corner, Marion County Historical Trivia Night will be held at the Shovel City Drinkery. That's from 6:30 to 9 p.m. That'll be on Thursday, April 28th. And you can learn all sorts of stuff about Marion. You can test your knowledge of the Marion's past history. And the hosts will be Randy Winland and Dustin Caldwell. And they'll have team trivia, and they'll have several rounds of it. So that's something that you might be interested in going to. Let's see, what else do I have here? Free drive-through dinner is coming up. That's Tuesday, April 26th, from 4:30 to 6 p.m. That's down at the St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Waldo. That's at 135 West Main Street. The menu, by the way, is Marzetti, garlic bread, green beans, applesauce, and cherry delight. I wonder if they'd like to use some of my herbs. I have tons of herbs coming up. anyway, they ask that you pull up in front of the door, facing the parking lot, and the meal will be delivered right to your door. Everybody's welcome on it. It's not a special thing for one particular group or another. Everyone is welcome. Also, as I mentioned yesterday, the U.S. Navy Band, the Sea Chanters, which is the chorus of the U.S. Navy Band, they're going to be performing Sunday, April 24th. That's this Sunday, isn't it? At 3 p.m. It's free, by the way. And it's going to be at the Palace Theater. If you need more information about it, you can call 740-383-2101 or go to online marionpalace.org. That's, by the way, is sponsored by my former credit union, the Pillar Credit Union, which when I was there, it was called... It was called the Marion Community Credit Union. Changed a little bit. And let's see, what else do I have here? This one is old. That one's old. Oh, I do have, let's see, what's the date today? It's the 20th, I believe. So, on the 21st, starting at 5 p.m., the Tallgrass Marion Tallgrass Trail is going to have a program on vernal pools at the Teradice. It's not going to be at the Tallgrass Trail. It'll be at the Teradice Nature Preserve, and you're going to learn all about what's going on in vernal pools, and that's going to be on the 21st. The 28th, looking for wildflowers, starting at 5 p.m. at the Myers Wood Nature Preserve. Also on the 28th, James Anderson is going to be on my show, right here. Okay, I think I've gotten everything that has been sent in. Hi! Somebody just honked at us. I always say hi because I'm assuming they're listening to the station. Thanks for the honk. All right, let's go back on my phone. I have some trivia questions about April. So if we're not going to have call-ins, we'll have trivia. Don't forget, if you've got something you want to sell, something you want to buy, or an event you want to talk about, give us a call at 740-383-9944. All right, what is the date of the birth of U.S. President U.S. President Thomas Jefferson. Now, the hint is it's in April. He was born on April 13th, 1743. So if he was alive today, he would be very old. Who won the 2021 ANA Inspiration Golf held in April in the United States? That was Patty Tavatanakit. Tavatanakit? She was from Thailand. I have no idea who that was. Anyway, we have all sorts. We have 100 questions, so they were kind of scraping the bottom of the barrel for some of these, I'm sure. In which year's April, what year, was the internal combustion engine patented by Sam Morey? Now, that was in April, but what we're asking is what year. And I didn't realize the internal combustion engine was this old. 1826 is when the internal combustion engine was invented. Took them a little while to put them in cars, though. I think the earliest cars are like 1880s, maybe. I'm not sure. I'll have to look that up, won't we? Well, you're listening to Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble. And, oh, I have a cramp. Do you ever get cramps? I get cramps occasionally. I guess it has something to do with my age. My cramp went away. That was nice of it to do that quickly while I was on the air. Let's see here. What year in April was the Royal Air Force founded? That's kind of interesting. The Royal Air Force was founded in April of 1918. Some of these questions are really far out there, aren't they? Well, I couldn't find anything else in April. I didn't want to do April Fool's because that was 3 weeks ago. And I didn't want to do May Day because that's not this month, right? So I just asked trivia questions about April. And my computer tells me there are 100 of them. And we will tell you what they are, even if you have no idea what they're talking about. Oh, well, it's 12:30. I'm Glenn Coble. You're listening to Swap Shop. If you have anything to buy, sell, or trade, or any event you wanted to announce, give us a call, 740-383-9944, or you can mail it in to us, like the several that I've already mentioned, at WWGR. What did I say? WWGH. I forgot what the last letter was. See, when you're gone for three weeks, you forget all this stuff. Anyway, WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio 43302. That's WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio 43302. All right. I'm not going to ask you that question because I can't pronounce the answer. On April 3rd, 1889, who patented an inexpensive method for the production of aluminum, which brought the metal into wide commercial use? Now, you know we use aluminum for just about everything. It's metallic, but it's non-magnetic. It's very light. Is very strong for as thin as you can make it. Well, anyway, Charles Hall was the gentleman that patented the inexpensive metal. I'm not sure what you consider inexpensive. It's a lot cheaper than gold or silver. Maybe more expensive, I think, than lead. I don't know. Charles Hall was the guy that patented the production of aluminum. It's been a great boon to ours and many other societies throughout the world. What was I? Oh, I was going to read some of these things again that I'm supposed to remind you about. An event on May 26th, which is a Thursday, by the way, which will go from 11:30 to 1:30, will be Lunch with the Presidents. And I think you have to sign up for that by the 12th of May, so it's not that far away. They're going to have it at Tri-Rivers Career Center in the auditorium. The price is $25. They're going to have James Madison, Rutherford B. Hayes, Chester A. Arthur, Warren G. Harding, and Ronald W. Reagan are going to be the five presidents who will speak at that. You can contact the Marion County Historical Society and get your tickets. I think you can get them either there, and I think Fred said they're going to open on a regular basis on May 4th, so you can still get those, even that late, I believe. I think 12th is the last time you can get it. The Navy Band Sea Chanters will be performing live Sunday. That's this Sunday, April 24th, at 3 p.m., and it'll be at the Palace Theater, and you can get your tickets. Now, they do require a ticket, even though it's free, but you have to have a ticket. So you can call 383-2101, that's 740-383-2101, or you can go online, marionpalace.org, and get your tickets. That's sponsored, by the way, by Pillar Credit Union. There's a free drive-through dinner coming up Tuesday, April 26th, from 4:30 to 6 p.m. It's going to be down in Waldo at St. Paul's Lutheran Church. That's 135 West Main Street. And they ask that you pull up into the front door, which is facing the parking lot, and the meal will be delivered to your car. Everyone is welcome. That'll include Marzetti, garlic bread, green beans, applesauce, and cherry delight. Okay, there's a trivia night, by the way, coming up shortly on Thursday, April 28th. Let's see if I got all. Yeah, here it is. That trivia night will be all about Marion's history. And they're going to have it at the Shovel City Drinkery. And you can test your knowledge about Marion's past. It'll be the host will be Randy Winland, and Dustin Caldwell will be the hosts, and it'll be a fun night for you. You can go there and test your knowledge. Also, They're having Thursday nights evenings at the museum starting May 12th with Ronald Marvin Jr. And he'll be talking about an overview of downtown Upper Sandusky department stores. He's the director of WCHS. But the reason why I mention that is because also later in the year, August 4th, all of these are at 7 o'clock, Fred Malone, our buddy Fred, who was just on this morning, is going to be talking about, you're going to get to meet Edmund Starling, who is the Secret Service agent who guarded five presidents of the United States. Also coming up, let's see, I think today is the 20th, is it not? Let me check here. No, today is the day. I messed up here. Today is the day. On the 21st today, they're going at 5 p.m. this afternoon out at Paradise Park. They're going to have a program on vernal pools. You know, vernal pools are, you'll want to learn about a vernal pool. It's a type of wildlife that lives in them. So you're going to probably get a little muddy. So you can go to Paradise Nature Preserve, and that'll be starting around 5 p.m. Okay, I think we've covered everything that was sent to us. After a 1,500-year break, the first Olympics of the modern era took place on what day in 1896 in Athens? That was not Athens, Ohio. Athens, Greece. It started on April 6th, which is kind of interesting because I would have thought that would have been a little chilly for the participants, but maybe in Athens, Greece, it's not so chilly on April 6th, but that was April 6th, 1896. That was when the Olympics were restarted after a 1,500-year break. That's a long break. All right. Which language April is named after? It's named Aprilis, which is Latin. Kind of interesting. I think a lot of the months were named in Latin initially. I'm not positive of that. I remember when my dad thought I should take Latin. Now, my dad was a minister, so he would think I should take Latin. He thought I should take Latin when I was in high school. Unfortunately, I am not good at languages, and Latin would have been far worse than any. I took Russian for 2 weeks, that was about as much as I could stand. Latin would have been no better. Ministers always wanted their kids to be able to speak Latin. I guess that's so that they could read some of the early Bibles, I guess. I don't know. But my mother used to tell me on the side, you do know that Latin is a dead language. Well, it wasn't dead in the Catholic Church. They still did lots of, and maybe still now, do lots of services in Latin. Did you know that cigarette advertising was banned in the United States in April of 1970? Let's see, in April of 1970, I had been married for five months. And I was probably smoking at that particular point. I know I was still smoking in April of 1970. So cigarette advertising was banned in April of 1970. Some people have asked me, how'd you ever quit? Well, I had quit several times, and I started smoking when I was 12. And I picked up cigarettes off the street that I found. I think I started the first time, I found a partial package of cigarettes, and I tried them, and for some reason or other, it stuck. and then after I ran out of that partial package, I guess I was kind of addicted, and I started looking for big, long, full, almost unsmoked cigarettes on the street. I know. I can hear you now. Some of you are groaning and moaning. And no, I didn't get any disease from that I know of. But I smoked from age 12 to probably around age 27, something like that. But the reason why I quit smoking is my eldest son was born. And so I'm not exactly... I know how old he is, but I don't know what year he was born. But anyway, he was a baby in the crib, and I was smoking a cigarette, and I leaned over the crib to pick him up or something. And you know how the ash forms on the end of a cigarette? Well, it really isn't burning at the out at the end of that ash. It's burning under it. But I dropped that dead ash right onto my newly born son. And at that particular point, I didn't need any more badgering by my wife or any more excuses. I quit smoking at that point. I haven't smoked since. Right after I quit smoking, though, I must admit, occasionally I would take a cigarette. I wouldn't allow myself to inhale, but I'd take a cigarette for the taste. But that didn't last too long, so I tell my doctors I haven't smoked in a long time. In the southern hemisphere, April is the same as when in the northern hemisphere. Well, that's kind of interesting. Wouldn't we have all known that? I would have thought. Anyway, oh, I see what they're asking. What is it the same as? It's in the southern hemisphere, April is the same as October in the northern hemisphere. I mean, weather-wise, okay? I guess that's what they're telling us. Who won the 2021 World Men's Curling Championship held in April in Canada? Did you watch curling on the Olympics this year? I did. They had it on an awful lot. I enjoy it. I only watch it for a short period. I don't think I have ever watched a full curling game. I guess you call it a game. But I do enjoy watching it. Anyway, the team that won it in 2021 was Sweden. And that was in April in Canada. You're listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH. If you have something that you want to swap, we're not doing very well today, but that's okay. We have fun. We do quite often do some trivia or something like that while we're waiting for phone calls, and occasionally we get a few. I'm guessing as we get closer to late spring or early summer, we'll get more calls, especially talking about garage sales and things like that. But if you have something you want to sell, something you want to buy, you know, we do not take things that require any sort of registration, like guns or cars or houses or, you know, stuff like that. But we will take just about anything else. Give us a call at 740-383-9944 and tell us what you have. Give us a phone number so people can call you and arrange to pick it up, and maybe we'll get rid of something for you. Or if you're looking to find something, let's say you've been wanting to get that bicycle. You don't want to go out and spend a lot of money on it because you don't know whether you're really going to keep up the exercise or not. That's true with a lot of exercise equipment. you can call in and say, I'm looking for a bicycle, or I'm looking for one of those weight machines that does this or that. Give us a call, tell us your phone number, and we'll have people give you a call. Hey, I've got one of those whatchamajingles, and I'd like $10 for it. You know, and you can get together with somebody, and maybe you can start being a bicyclist, or whatever they call those people. Crazy. in which country the fiscal year for most businesses starts on April 1st? Now, this isn't in what country does the fiscal year for most businesses start on April 1st? April Fool's Day is a perfect day to start your fiscal planning, right? Japan does it. That's when they start their fiscal planning. Most of the businesses in Japan start on April 1st. That's something I bet you didn't know. It's 12:45, and you're listening to WWGH. I'm Glenn Coble, and I'm back after 3 weeks, I guess it was. And I really had a great time out in California. It was a lot warmer. Warmer than even today, but definitely warmer than a couple of days ago. And when I got up and looked at my thermometer to take my doggy out, and it was in the high 20s, I really wished I was still in California. Even the cold days in California were higher than that. And there weren't a whole lot of cold days. We were out there the first two or three days. We're a little on the cool side in the 50s. But from then on, it was, you know, 60s, 70s, 80s. It was nice. Got to get up every morning, go sit on my son's porch and watch the grapevines grow. And boy, did they grow in that 1 week or the week and a half that we were there. They must have grown 6 inches. It was moving along. George Washington was inaugurated as the first president of the United States on what day in 1789? April 30th. Kind of weird that it was April 30th was when he was inaugurated, but that's when George Washington was inaugurated in 1789, April 30th. All right, there are a lot of questions here that are just stupid. I'm not gonna bore you with those, okay? Matter of fact, some of the ones I will bore you with are stupid too. And that one is too. I'm gonna pass on that one. In April 1999, how many countries in the European Union adopted the euro as the common currency? I didn't realize it was that long ago. 1999, but it was in April. 11 European Union countries adopted the euro as the common currency. It still is. I'm not sure if it's 11 now, but it might be more. It could be even a little less. I'm not sure if anybody's dumped out of that or not. This is kind of an interesting question. Cuckoo Festival is held in which country in April? Cuckoo, C-A-C-C-O-O Festival. Cuckoo Festival is held in which country in April? Well, first of all, who cares? I've never heard of Cuckoo. But it's in England, so now you know. You can tell your best friend, I bet I'm smarter than you. In what country is the Cuckoo Festival held? And you can say it's held in April in England. I would like to know what it is. They don't put that on these trivia questions quite often. Anyway, it's, what is it? It's 12:49, and you're listening to WWGH. I hope we've got things cleared up so that we will go right into the correct things after I'm off the air. We've been kind of struggling with that, haven't we? It'll start out like it's going to give you the news and weather and stuff like that, and then about 2 or 3 minutes into that, it clicks over into a show. And unfortunately, the ones I've listened to, it's clicked over into my old shows. I'm not sure you want to hear that much of me another hour after listening to me for 3 hours. I doubt that you want to listen to me another hour. The explosion in which nuclear plant in Ukraine occurred on April 26th, 1986. Well, of course, we've all been talking about it because it is in Ukraine. It was the Chernobyl nuclear plant exploded April 26th, 1986. Basically, it tells me that everyone who lived within a 300-mile radius had to be evacuated, or they might have died of, the radiation disease. But that happened back in 1986. And now, they were talking about some of the Russian incursion went into the area, which was evacuated, and then they quickly got them out of there as soon as they realized they were sending them into their own deaths. However long it might take, it was not good that they were in that area. In April of 1972, there was a famous actor that returned to the United States. He happens to be, I really enjoy most of the stuff I see him in, a silent actor, and then he went into the talkies. Charlie Chaplin. He returned to the United States in April of 1972. I have seen his story on TV, and I cannot remember why he left. I think it might have been a girl. He was kind of a ladies man, and I think that might have been what caused him to leave the United States. In which nation did the emperor and princess of the Blood Blau, whatever that is, symbolic... I'm going to give up on this one because I can't even pronounce the words that it's putting in this one. It's China is the answer, but I don't know what the question was. Who won the 2021 Junior and Cadet World Fencing Championships held in April in Egypt? Russia won that. I guess that's good. Now they can go to Ukraine and fence with people if they need to. In Finnish, April is Huhtikuu, meaning what? Well, I'm not even going to get it. Again, they give me an answer that is unreadable. I mean, there are all these words. Gymnosperms. Anyway, I'm going to pass on that. I hope you're not asleep yet. You might be, though. It's 12:53. You only have 7 more minutes to endure this hardship of listening to WWGH and Glenn Coble on Swap Shop, which is not going so well today, obviously. And let's see here. Oh, they're giving me all these different names that are given to April in different countries. Now, that's kind of silly. Okay, a source says the name April may come from which Greek goddess? Now, I wonder what that source is. Is it the New York Times, or is it your next door neighbor? But anyway, a source says that April may have come from the Greek goddess Aphrodite. Well, I guess her name does start with AP, but I don't know I wouldn't take that to the bank, okay? Definitely wouldn't take that to the bank. April is what month of spring? a time of planting and spring cleaning. It's the second month of spring, and that is a wonderful time. I do love April. As a very amateur gardener, I really enjoy April because that's when I've planted my plants in my basement with my glow lights, and no, those are real plants. Those aren't those funny weed stuff. So, policeman, you can keep on going. Just because you see lights glowing in my basement doesn't mean it's bad stuff. But I planted a bunch of lettuce the other day, and it will grow up, and then we pick the lettuce when it's little baby stuff and put it on our salads, and you can just keep picking and picking and picking, and oh, it's just delicious. I love it. And let's see, what else did I plant? I planted this yesterday and the day before. I planted some tomatoes in my basement. I will not bring those out until after usually the last, I think they tell me the last frost is May 10th, something like that this year. And I will not bring my tomato plants out until after that. Let's see, what else did I plant? I planted several different types of tomatoes. You know, the little cherry tomatoes and the big beefsteak tomatoes. And let's see, I planted some chard. I planted chard outside, but I planted some more in the basement so I can get a nice start on that. What else did I plant? Haven't seen much of, well, I do have several of my plants that I planted about four weeks ago. Several of them are popping their little heads up already, but I only planted stuff that I was told by my YouTube channels you could plant even though it was going to snow on them and stuff, like beets and radishes. Both of those are growing fine. I did plant my potatoes, and the only thing I've seen out of my potato patch is a bunch of squirrels trying to dig them up. Little holes in my potato patch, and I'm assuming that's squirrels, not voles. But anyway, that's what I've got going there. I was going to tell you something else that I had planted in my basement. Basil. I just started some basil, and I love basil on my spaghetti and stuff like that. You can chop it up real fine, and it's, you know, if you grow it at home, it tastes different. Honestly, it does, especially if you cut it early in its growth period, and I've been doing that. You're listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH, and it's pretty much too late to call in now. We only have 2.5 minutes. But if you want to, 740-383-9944. And let's see, I had two things that are coming up soon that I'll re-mention. April 24th, the Sea Chanters down at the Palace Theater. Contact the Palace Theater for tickets. They're free. But they're being sponsored by Pillar Credit Union. Free drive-through dinner down at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Waldo. Just go to their driveway or their parking lot, and they will deliver it out to you. And also Marion County Trivia Night, Marion County History Trivia Night at the Shovel City Drinkery, Thursday, April 28th, 6:30 to 9 p.m. That's some of the things that we have going on this week, or not this week, but within the week, a week and a half, something like that. Some of the things going on that have been sent in to Swap Shop so that I can tell you all about them, right? All right, let's see. What else have I got going here? I guess we only have a minute left, so I won't go into anything else. Which professional sports season starts in April in the United States? Well, we all know baseball started, right? Sure we do. And as a Cub fan, don't talk to me about baseball. And we've lost the last two games, I think, maybe three. Anyway, I told my wife I had given up on the Cubs, but I can't give up on the Cubs. I'm back. Anyway, that's what I got to say. Back in the time of the ancient Romans, April was sacred to which goddess? It was sacred to goddess Venus. Venus, if you will. You remember that song? I guess I like the song. I like the song because I could remember it.
Well, you're listening.
Talk to you later. Apparently we got off here.
1 FM,
bye-bye.
LP, Marion, Ohio. The place for all the big events.